I've grown up in the church here in Phoenix ever since I moved here, since I was 10. And along the way, I've gotten to know a lot of the fathers and dads that are here in this church tonight. A lot of you have helped me along the way, mentored me along the way, and were there to give me a helping hand along the way. I know I only have one biological father, but I think that I'm really blessed to say that all of you fathers out there that are here tonight, that have been a father to me in some kind of way as well. So again, happy Father's Day to everyone out there. If we can open up tonight to Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Once again, Matthew 28, 18 through 20. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Tonight, since it's our last weekend for some of us in the youth, because as some of you may or may not know, there are 12 individuals that are going to Europe this summer, and it will be our last weekend here until we depart. So I thought it would be okay to talk about a little bit about like mission work and how we can change ourselves. So many times I hear people saying that they want to change something either about themselves or their friends, or on a greater scale, you always hear the people that say, "I want to change the world." But a very small percent of them actually follow through with their plans. If we take a look at the Great Commission, which I just read, it clearly states that we have a really big job to do. It says, make disciples of all nations. That's the Great Commission that has been given to us by God. It says, make disciples of all nations. But let us take it back a little bit. Think about the word, make disciples of all nations. If you really think about it, that's a really big job to do. So let's take all nations and bring it down to where it starts. To change all nations, you must first change one nation. To change one nation, you must first change one region. To change one region, you must first change one state. To change one state, you must first change one city. To change one city, you must change one community. To change one community, you must change the people around you. But to change the people around you, you must first change yourself. I think that's very key to this whole passage. Is it says make disciples of all nations, but have we even made it in our own nation, meaning ourselves? No matter how hard you try to change something in others, it's never going to work if you don't change it in yourself first. I see this a lot in the Christian community. So many people try to save the youth. So many people try to save the church. So many people try to save the community, or they at least say that, but yet they are not saved themselves. Everybody likes to point a finger at everybody else, but we never point the finger at ourselves. I think it was Fratelli Victor that said, just think about it, whenever you're pointing a finger at somebody, you always have three fingers pointed back at you. Or did I say that right? All right. Like I said earlier, what I said earlier came from one of my favorite songs. God, you've told us to make disciples of all nations, but have we even made them in our own nation? That's what really sticks to me. We can't change the world until we change ourselves. And once we change ourselves, then everything that we want to change becomes a little bit easier around us. So especially tonight, I want the teenagers that are going on the trip to really think about what I kind of talked about tonight and take this passage to heart. We will be spending almost 2.5 weeks with some teenagers across America that we have never met before, and we will meet more along the way. We don't know what they might be going through. We don't know what situations they might be in. But one thing we can do is make ourselves ready for this trip and just let out a helping hand wherever it may be needed. So I told the teenagers what they can do on this trip. Now I want to talk to the church about what you can do for this trip, even though you may not be going. There are 12 individuals, like I said, that will be traveling to Europe this summer. And what we're doing is we're singing in a choir and just traveling through France, Spain, Italy, and Austria. And like I said, we will be leaving this Friday, and we'll be gone for 2.5 weeks. But for those of you that are not going, as a church, we ask you to please pray for our safety, please pray for our health, and please pray for our mission. One of our members took the initiative and printed out, or will print out, some papers of our schedule in Europe. And we have one of them made, but we'll make more. So on Thursday, they'll be in the back where all the other things are. And we'll try to make plenty so that at least as a family, everyone can take one home. And then throughout the week, kind of, I don't know, post it on your refrigerator. Let's see where they're at tonight. Okay, they're in Madrid. All right, let's pray for them in Madrid or something like that. So there's a schedule just to let you know where we're at and what we're doing. And if, especially if we have service that night, it's posted right here. If we have service that night, please, as a family, pray so that everything goes well. And especially when we're traveling, too, because some places takes like 10 hours to get somewhere. So it will be very hectic, so any type of prayer will be appreciated. And for to know who you're praying for, I would like whoever is going to Europe to please stand up right now. So that way you know who's going and you know who to pray for. Thank you. And lastly, we want to thank the church and everyone who donated their money, donated their time, donated anything else, and who supported us to make this trip possible for us to go on. And as a youth who's going there, we just want to say thank you. Amen.